I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So let's do a review of a bunch of things. First of all, it's 3 weeks left in the legislative session. That means that the caffeine is flowing and probably the tempers are going as well. Tobacco tax is up. What's up with that?
Yes, that is a bill that the American Cancer Society is pushing. It's going to be heard in the Tax and Revenue Committee today. And what it would do is generate about $33 million. It's a dollar tobacco tax. And, of course, in these waning revenues, it's a pretty easy way to get money. And the Cancer Society did a poll about a month and a half ago, and 81% of the public said they support having a tobacco tax, and that included like over 55% of smokers even agreed that a tobacco tax was a good idea.
Interesting.
And of course, it's more like a user fee because it's on the people who buy cigarettes.
Right. And would it then be designated for specifically health-related project?
Well, the legislature really doesn't like to earmark money, so it would just go probably into the general fund. But because we're going to have a Medicaid deficit at some point when the stimulus ends, it would be very helpful to help with health care costs.
So that is one issue. Another issue is something that's called TIDS. What are TIDS?
TIDS, well, TIDS are very popular in the legislature right now, and they're tax increment development districts. And what they are, the business or the corporation comes to the legislature and says, we want to do a development. And the two bills that are on the that have passed out of the Senate were to do a development on the West Mesa of Albuquerque, and then revitalizing Windrock in Albuquerque. And these, dog barking. These would let revenue bonds be issued and then paid back with the future gross receipts and property taxes. So it would be years before the local and the state government would get any money back, except a very small percentage from those taxes. And the whole idea is that it would create new development, new jobs, new businesses, etc.
And the people who are against it, and we've talked about this on my program, say that it's basically giving private real estate corporations our tax dollars to do urban sprawl.
That, yes. And one of the arguments that a lot of people in the Senate were using was that this is just going to take existing businesses and then they would move to these new fancy areas and it really wouldn't bring in any new business. Well, we don't know that, but some of the studies indicate that happens.
So how much tax dollars would this move into the hands of these corporations?
Well, the West Mesa, which is SunCal, the bonds they would be issuing would be around $400 million, and the Windrock Mall area is about $164 million in bonds.
So that's about, 15 or 20 colleges of Santa Fe?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so going forward, there is a bill that would change the law so that kids who did bad things would get therapy instead of going to prison.
Yes, this is a bill that the Children, Youth, and Families Department has been pushing to change the Children's Code and to give the department a little more power in deciding when juvenile delinquents or kids that are under juvenile offenders, we call them, should be released. And there's currently a juvenile parole board of three people that makes those decisions. And this bill would create a bigger board, a juvenile public safety advisory board with seven people, and then give some of that authority also to CYFD to try to channel kids into programs, rehab programs, get them in there early, and then be able to decide, okay, this child has been rehabilitated, and put them out in the community programs, and really bring that decision-making in with the professionals that have been working with the children.
And does that look like it has some chance of passage?
Well, it passed the Senate on Saturday, and it's going over to the House. So I think there's a lot of support for that, and getting young people out of the juvenile detention centers.
Linda Siegel joins us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until the end of the legislative session with the legislative update. Linda, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.